గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 5వ స్కందం చాప్టర్ 5 కాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 18 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 11 సంగలబ్ధం నిజవీర్య వైభవం తీర్థము సంస్కృతాం ఈ మానసం పరత్యజవంత శృతిభిర్ గతోంగజం కోవైన సేవేత ముకుంద విక్రమం. Yet, of whom the devotees, Sangha Labdham, achieved by the association, Nija, Virya Vaibhavam, whose influence is uncommon, Tirtham, holy places like the Ganges, who repeatedly Sanspratam of those touching he certainly manasam the dirty things in the mind harati vanquishes aja the supreme unborn one anta in the core of the heart srutivi by the ears gata entered angajam dirty things are infections of the body ka who why indeed na not seveta udsar mukunda vikramam the glorious activities of mukunda the supreme personality of Godhead Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. By associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda is the all in all, one can hear of His powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears the narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead in the form of sound vibration enters within his heart and cleanses the heart of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in Ganga diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with the devotees to quickly perfect his life? Repeat. By associating with persons, for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all in all. One can hear of His powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that by simply hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears the narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead in the form of sound vibration enters within his heart and cleanses the heart of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganga diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with his devotees to quickly perfect his life? Purport. Bathing in the Ganga can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot clean one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Sutta Goswami confirmed this in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 17th verse. Sunnatam sakada Krishna punya kravana kirtana hridyantastoy abhadrani vidhineti surasvatam. The Supreme Lord within everyone's heart becomes very pleased when a person hears the narrations of his activities, and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listener. Hridya antastoy abhadrani vidhinoti. He washes off all dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in the devotional life very strongly recommend the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, one becomes purified. Chato Darpana Marjanam. Therefore, our Krishna conscious movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of material contamination. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhakti Naistiki. By regularly hearing Bhagavatam, rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. And loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed from material contamination, and thus the original position as an eternal servant who is part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. While the devotee is engaged in devotional service, the passionate, ignorant modes of material nature are gradually vanquished, and then he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time he becomes happy and gradually advances in Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt of material attachment from our hearts, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, activities, etc. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnana Pinirangasya Jnananjana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadame Yandadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in this long purport for this important sloka, Prabhupada emphatically made it clear several important things. Number one is that we are trying to enjoy in this world. We are trying to be happy in this world. But the sloka is saying this world is a miserable, unhappy place. If you are looking for happiness, if you are looking for enjoyment, you are in the wrong place, unfortunately. That's the fact. If you are looking for happiness and enjoyment, you are in the wrong place. This is not the place. Because here, no one can escape the struggle for existence. No one can escape disease. No one can escape old age. No one can escape death. Suppose somebody is ready to stab you. What kind of enjoyment you will have? You are simply worried. So, similarly, you make elaborate arrangements. You get education. See, all your good years of life, all your good years of life are spent in hunting for happiness. Generally, our life is not same in all stages of life. When you are less than 20 years, you are not mature. And between 20 and 50 years, we are blinded by lust, attraction to the opposite sex. Between 20 and 50 years, the lusty feelings are very strong. So, you cannot be free from passion. Because only when you are cool, when you are in the mode of goodness, then you will be able to judge. If you want to make any judgments, not when you are intoxicated. When you are intoxicated, what kind of judgments you can take? When you are in drunken state, so you will be having hallucinations. In drunken state, you are completely knocked out. So, this lust is like intoxication. Let's compare, you know, sometimes these glowworms. In the rainy season, the worms, they go and hit the light and they die in thousands and thousands. They think, oh, this light is so nice, let's go and have a good time. And they go and then they hit. Similarly, people, when lust has gripped our heart, we think we can enjoy our life. We don't understand that we are two minds. Two minds don't agree. Your emotions are different. Her emotions are different. Your ideas are different. Her ideas are different. You are completely in a mess. Because it's not some doll or something that you can manipulate as you like. People, you are persons. So, you hastily start off, I'll get married and I'll enjoy my life. Then breaks, breaks, breaks. Many things come in the way. You are also thinking like that. Now hearing to saintly people like you, now you're rethinking, maybe it is not good to get entangled in life like that. So anyway, between 20 years and 50 years, our eyes are blinded by lust. When the heart is blazing like fire, how long you can restrain yourself? Unless you know the treatment, Hrudroga. Suppose you have a heart problem. You cannot treat it yourself because you are not a doctor. You cannot operate on yourself, you know. If you have a heart problem, you may be a cardiac surgeon yourself. But you have to go to some other doctor. And you have some valve replacement or some angioplasty or some root arrangement, things like that in the heart. So you have to go. Similarly, if you know how to handle lust, then you will not be making big arrangements for satisfying your lusty desires. Because you are unable to cure your heart of lusty desires, then you are making arrangements, let me enjoy and see, with all its problems. What is that? The Bhagavatam says, Pumsa Sriya Mithunu Bhava Hrudaya Tayoryatam Aho Gruha Kshetra Vitta Aptair Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. Prahlada Maharaj is saying in the Bhagavatam that as soon as actually you should think the body is flesh, body is bones, body is skin. You should have knowledge like that. Then immediately, what is this attraction? You can check it. But you don't have this knowledge of Panchabhutas and Atma and how to deal with the mind. We don't know. Simply, the passion has blinded you. Then you will only think, I am a man and I need a woman in my life. Because you don't have any other intelligence. What is this body? What is this mind? And how long a person can enjoy his lusty desires? There was one great king by name Bhartruhari. Bhartruhari is a very great king. He is from Bihar, by the way. King Bhartruhari is from Bihar. So, Bihar people are also very intelligent people. So this Bhartruhari, he was ruling the province of Bihar. And because he was an intelligent man, he wrote Vairagya Satakam. Hundred songs on Vairagya. Nobody is interested in Vairagya. Everybody wants romance. Everybody wants romance in Telugu? Srungara. Nobody is interested in Vairagya. Everybody is interested in Srungara. But the scriptures say all the people talk about Srungar Ras a lot. But scriptures, they say, don't the animals have this kind of activities? What is big about a human being chasing a woman, or a woman running after a man? This business is going on in cats and dogs also. It's there. So there is no point in making big cinemas, big novels. That's there in animals also. It's not a very high sentiment. High sentiment means understanding God, developing noble qualities, and serving the suffering humanity, and enjoying Divya Ananda. Transcendental bliss. Material ananda, it is available to animals also. No? So, man is not, if a man is only for material ananda, how can I wear good clothes? How can I get a nice car? And how can I eat good food? All material. Because when you are old, sick man, lying on the bed, you cannot drive car, you cannot eat nice food, finish. All that means this is not going to stay. This enjoyment is not going to stay, material enjoyment. So man is meant for Brahma Jnana. Atato Brahma Jignasa. Human life, Mahatmas, enlightened souls, they are trying for everlasting, unlimited happiness. Fortunately, this everlasting, unlimited happiness, you don't have to buy. You cannot buy happiness. Can you buy happiness in the market? Go, oh, I want to be happy 24 hours, please. You get things. You can only get some things. That happiness is the nature of the soul. In order to become happy, you don't have to spend money. In order to become happy, we should find out a person who has spiritual knowledge. We should find out a person who can train you up how to overcome the pushes of the mind and senses and transcend. So as now, our mind and senses, they are not allowing us to go deeper in life. Now our mind and senses, they have contaminated the intelligence. So we are unable to have any real knowledge. So heart disease. The heart diseases that doctors handle, we are not talking about that heart disease. Heart diseases are two kinds. One is valve problem or blood vessel problem. That is material. Your heart is materially having problem. But this heart problem, which the Bhagavatam is talking about, the feelings in the heart, anger, lust, pride, greed, all these things, they arise in the heart. When the heart is full of devotion, then you can subside all these negative feelings. These are negative feelings. Lust, that means you have to exploit a woman. Greed, you have to cheat another person. Anger, you have to hurt another person. When you are angry, you will kill somebody or you will insult somebody, you know, or you ignore somebody and you make other man feel uncomfortable or hurt. So there are two kinds of heart disease. One is material heart diseases, functioning problem. But we are talking about the feelings in the heart. Everybody, good feelings, we say. You put your hand like that, good feelings. Have good feelings in your heart. Because mind is only calculating. Mind has no feelings. Mind is always making estimations, calculations. But feelings, heart feels. So when you meet a poor man, when you meet a very sick man, your mind will say, oh, you have to spend money on that guy, so let's not do it. But your heart will feel, poor fellow, I have so much money and he is suffering, I can help him. When he is happy, I will feel good. That is called feelings, heart feelings. So for material heart problems, you go to MD cardiology. But your negative feelings in the heart, the doctors cannot cure. For that you need Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is called Manovijnana. Bhagavad Gita is not some Hindus. Bhagavad Gita is not some Indians. No. Bhagavad Gita is a science of the soul. Bhagavad Gita, it teaches you how to develop your mind. anybody teaching Bhagavad Gita in the colleges and universities, in Bihar at least? There is nobody who knows that subject. You need people like that. So, he is a teacher of Bhagavad Gita, and we attended his classes, and we also become teachers. We are trained by him. So now, we can train you up. So, if you want to be happy, the happiness is the nature of the soul. You can never make the body happy. Suppose I give you a fan, summer, but in winter the same fan will trouble you. In winter people put up fans because already it is cold, and then the air circulation will make you feel more chilly, more cold. So body is always changing. Like you are hungry, I give you food. But when your stomach is full, very affectionate, I tell you, eat more, not possible. Already your stomach is full. You will have trouble in the stomach. So, bodily facilities or comforts cannot make the soul happy. You know, there are many rich people, there are many influential people, chief minister, prime minister. Do you think they are very happy with their big post? Always opposition parties, always something happening in the country, everybody will blame him, and he has to do too many things. I was telling him, he got some selection in two posts, and he's a bank manager and bank clerk. Generally, you prefer to be a bank manager, but along with a bigger post, you get bigger responsibilities also. Bank clerk will leave the place by 6 o'clock, but bank manager, you have to sit and wind up everything and go to house at 8:30. Yes. Many bank managers told me, Maharaj Swamiji, these clerks, they all just go away by 6 o'clock and we have to send report to our higher-ups and we have to get everything tallied and then put things and then send to our report to our higher authority. Then you are getting more salary. That means there is a adage in Telugu, far away mountains are smooth. It is saying in Telugu, far away mountains are smooth. Mountains are never smooth. You go near the mountain, big rocks, trees, pits, and a steep. You have to really to be trekking. It's not like a plain road. If you have a slip, immediately you will break your head. But from a distance, the hill looks very smooth. When you go there, dangerous animals are there. Poisonous serpents and scorpions are there under the rock. So, similarly, when you look at people, Mukesh Ambani, Anil Ambani, Narendra Modi, Chandrababu Naidu, from a distance, you think they are very big shots, enjoying your life. But simply, their life is completely full of stress and full of worries, because anybody may shoot you. Suppose you have a suitcase full of 1,000 rupees notes, lubbed up, you'll be... If anybody comes to know that my suitcase is full of 1,000 rupees notes, do you think people will leave you? Somebody will just stab you and take the suitcase and run away, especially in Bihar. Many things. Bihar is a very dangerous place to travel, people say. Now, because this Nitish, what is his name? Who is the chief minister? Huh? Who is the chief minister of Bihar? Huh? He is a nice person. somewhat better. Yes. Otherwise, they use the word notorious. You are a devotee, Krishna is kind. Otherwise, you will not be sitting here. See, you come from Bihar searching for ISKCON temple. So you are not an ordinary soul. You are a special person. You are not part of ordinary Bihar people. You know? You have raised yourself to a spiritual standard. Okay. So let us complete that. We started with Bhartruhari. Bhartruhari, he said, everybody is like a tufan. They are trying for sense enjoyment. People say, life is running out. Let's enjoy, let's enjoy. Because when you get old, you cannot enjoy. People are thinking like that. But Bhartruhari says that youth is only for so long. And the senses have the capacity to enjoy so less. How much you can eat? How much you can enjoy in life? As it is in 100 years, youth is restricted to 30-40 years. And the 30-40 years sense enjoyment, that will only for 20-30 minutes. After that you cannot enjoy anymore. So, sane man, intelligent man, he will not do this repeated activity. Fools, it's a mudha. The Bhagavatam says mudha. Mudhas, fools, they do the same thing again and again. But anyone who has intelligence, I have seen this, how many times you have taken food? Do you think food can make you happy? Not for you. How many lifetimes you have married in life? It's not that you are marrying only in this life. Every time you are taken birth in this world, you are searching for opposite sex. That means endless lives you have seen, but you are not getting that happiness. But because we are in ignorance, but because we cannot control our mind. One is ignorance, you don't know. You may know, but if you don't know how to control the mind, again, same thing, knowingly doing the same nonsensical activities. So one should take shelter of a spiritual master and get clear knowledge and stay in the association of saintly people, because they will not let you slip, they will not let you fall down, they will protect you, they will wake you up at 3:30, they will make you sit down, attend bhajan, and they will protect you from bad habits like drinking, smoking, and they feed you sanctified food, prasadam, and slowly you come out of your insanity. Now by repeated bad life, you almost become like mad people. It's a mad world. There is a film. It's a mad world. Everybody rushing for something which you will never get. Everybody is rushing. Leaving Krishna, everybody is rushing here and there to find happiness. But not possible. No one has ever become happy without coming to God. So God consciousness is synonymous with happy life. If you want a happy life, you have to become Krishna conscious. And Krishna consciousness begins by chanting and remembering Krishna. Remembering itself is very powerful. Remembering God can destroy all your weaknesses. Remembering God can give you strength of mind. Just by remembering. So that is the potency of the holy name. So devotees always remind others whenever we meet you. We don't say namaste, good morning, like that. Whenever devotees, they meet anybody, lift the telephone, meet somebody, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. గంధరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి హరినామ సంకీర్తానికి